Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Welcome along to Help I Sexted My Boss. Helpful advice for the daily struggles of modern life. Well, most of the time. Just so you know, the gin and Dubonnet can make William and Jordan say a few things that some may find a little bit offensive. If that's you, go and listen to Something Dull.
Hello again and welcome to Help I Sexted My Boss, the podcast where we help you navigate the challenges of modern life, aiming to answer your 21st century questions and find those solutions to everyday dilemmas. Like, is it okay to burst a massive spot on your mate's forehead? I would pick anybody's spot.
Oh, you're disgusting.
Right here, right now, I'm telling you, I would pick. If you had a blackhead, I'd pick it. If you've got a spot. I follow Dr. Pimple Popper on Instagram. I watch all those minging blackhead videos. I love it. And I used to be ashamed to admit and think I was a freak, but they get like millions of views.
I follow the Royal Family on Instagram.
And of course, William Hanson.
What should you do if you sexed your boss?
Hey! Oh, my headphones have fallen. Oh, yes. Hit me head then. So excited, my headphones fell off. That hurt. But we're not your usual agony aunt.
No, we're not, Jordan North. I'm agony and you aren't. This...
that was good.
Thank you. Although, really, that should be the other way around. I'm more tattler, you're more take a break.
I don't think they do take a breaks anymore. Do they?
I believe they do.
I answer the take a break from... Do you remember Echo chocolate bars?
No.
Used to be little chocolate bars. They were the best chocolate bars ever.
And what were they called?
Echo.
Echo.
Oh, good one. Tatler is a posh... don't tell me, department store. What?
It's a magazine.
Oh, is it?
Yes, darling.
Oh, I've just switched on. I'm thinking take a break. Oh, no, it won't. I'm thinking take a break chocolate bar. It's not even called that. It's called a timeout chocolate bar.
I think I need a timeout from this.
Right, no. Look, just to clarify, take a break magazine's still going.
I believe so.
And timeout is a chocolate bar. They don't do them anymore. They were a bit like Twirls. You got two, didn't you?
I believe so.
And there's breakaway chocolate. And can we just move on?
Would you like a gin and a bonnet?
I would just get me a... Pour me a gin and a bonnet. Definitely. Pour me one.
Lovely, there we go. Who should we toast this episode?
Oh, yeah, who should we toast to? Well, what's this episode all about? Facebook. Mark Zuckerberg. I'm a bit drunk already.
Jordan, we're talking in this episode about Facebook, and obviously Facebook is part of social media. A big theme of Series 1 was your lack of verification on Twitter. Oh. I'm now verified on Instagram as well.
Oh, are you actually... How did you do that?
I don't know, it just happened.
What do you mean, did you apply?
No, you can't apply.
Are you serious?
I think when you're really famous, it just happens.
How did he get... Hang on a second.
I deliberately have not texted you about this for a few weeks.
I didn't even notice. Right, wait there. I'm going to click on your Instagram now.
You think I'm making it up?
No. Right, how many followers have you got? Oh, you've still got more followers than me as well.
Well, only just, but you are picking up quite a few.
Okay, hang on. Let me just go on your... Oh, no. Okay, you're verified on Twitter, aren't you?
I'm verified on Twitter, Facebook and Instagram.
How many followers do you have on Twitter?
11.8.
In your face! I've got 12,000. Anyway, I'm not bothered. I'm not even...
Clearly you're not bothered.
I'm not even
clearly your reaction to me being verified on Instagram
How did you do that?
It just happened.
What do you mean it just happened?
I promise you, I didn't even know. My friend Ellie suddenly messaged me on Friday night saying, "You're verified. How exciting." And I didn't even notice.
I'm not even bothered.
You know you're not bothered. You've taken it in your stride.
I'm not actually bothered. I'm a bit drunk. I'm not going to lie, I've had a few before we did the podcast, so... Right, we need to stop drinking Gin Divas before we...
We're not drinking the Gin Divas. Please, let's get that out there.
We need to stop drinking
Gin and Debonairs.
Right, okay. This episode's all about Facebook, isn't it?
Yes, we've got a Sexted My Boss Facebook, if people want to like that.
Oh, we do, actually, yeah.
And an Instagram now, luxury Instagram, just launched, relatively new.
If you're not following us on Instagram, Twitter or Facebook, then
what are you doing
do.
With your life?
Exactly. I've got a love-hate relationship with Facebook.
Really, why?
Because I first came on Facebook in 2008, and it was really cool. And it was just like people at college and stuff, and all my mates had it. Now, I think Facebook's gone too far. And I'm not talking fake news, which is annoying, but it's just, it's been taken over by mums and dads, in my opinion.
I agree.
Do you?
They check in everywhere.
Oh, God.
Older generations than us.
Yeah, there's people now whose nanas are on Facebook.
Which is fine. It's accessible to all, but it doesn't mean to say that if you are an elderly lady, you have to use it like a 14-year-old girl.
But Facebook, I've got a few questions, right? Okay, first of all, how many statuses a day?
Oh, zero.
Yeah.
I can't remember the last time I did a Facebook status.
I can't remember last time I did a Facebook. Why are you sucking on an orange?
To give me some food.
Oh, are you hungry? I'm making a pact. We're not drinking before an episode from now on. Right, it's only 3:30 in the afternoon and we're pissed. Right, I know somebody, I promise you, I will show you now, I bet you now she's done at least, in the past 24 hours, I bet you she's done 4 statuses. Right, I'm going to show you.
It's needy. It's needy.
It's very needy. And again, she's a mum, she's in her late 30s, not that there's wrong with that. Look. 14:35 yesterday, so that's just over 24 hours. Look at that.
Yeah, it's pathetic. I had a friend of our age. In fact, I think you know this person. This was the person you talked about aphrodisiacs to, but you said hermaphrodites.
Oh, yeah. How is she?
Well, she's fine. She's fine. She got engaged.
Yeah.
And I got this text from her saying, you're not gonna congratulate me? And I said, I'm sorry? She said, well, I'm engaged. I said, well, this is the first I've heard. She said, well, I put it on Facebook. I'm sorry, I'm not on Facebook every day. Actually, as one of your closest friends, I expected you to tell me in person.
I agree with that. I agree with you there. The last thing, let's do a little experiment now. What was the last thing you posted on your Facebook? Go on, get your Facebook out. Like I said, I've got a love-hate relationship with it. I do want to delete it, but I find myself on it most days, but I very rarely post. Saying that, I posted a couple of weeks ago. Before that, I got asked by my sister-in-law to share a post of her selling her house. She's selling her. They're selling their house in Burnley. Do you fancy that? It's on Lower House Lane in Burnley, 95,000.
Well, I don't fancy it because I live in London. I'm sure if I lived in Burnley, I'd be first to snap it up.
If you're listening now in the Lancashire area, or you fancy moving to East Lancashire, there's it's family. She's selling a lovely house, 2-bedroom, Lower House Lane. Ideal if it's your first house. Call Falcon or Foxglove on 01282 416 060 or just
trying to give out the longitude and latitude as well.
Just message me and I'll get in touch with our kid.
The last thing I posted was on the 13th of March.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, I'll read it to you.
Was it really?
Rare work-related post. Launching next week is Help, I Sexted My Boss. It's a new podcast where my good friend...
Get away!
Yep, there he goes.
Is that the last time you...
13th of April. 13th of March, sorry.
Right, okay. I don't post that much. Mine was Campsite Cocktails with Brendan Urey. Brendan Urie's from Panic at the Disco. It was a game.
Panic at the Disco?
Mm-hmm. That's the name of the band. It's the last thing I posted.
Have you ever had a panic at a disco? I had a scare at a Fork Supper once.
What was that?
Don't worry.
I made him try some cocktails, but I never made him try a gin and Debonairs.
Oh, well, he hasn't lived.
But he did try a Green Hulk, and he loved it. Anyway,
can I just say I'm very grateful that Jenna de Bonnet in Series 1 took off and not the Green Hulk.
There's still time yet. Okay, oh, do you know what? That gives me an idea. I've got another cocktail that I want us to try for next week. Okay.
No, please don't.
I've just been passed this piece of paper by... oh, we need to get this on social media. I've just been passed this piece of paper by producer Ben. It's a Facebook post from William Hansen from...
From when?
From 6-7 years ago, maybe longer. And it says... So I'll show you the picture.
Oh, God.
It's a picture of William Hansen with a tampon up his nostril. So it's a picture of William Hansen in the back of a car with a tampon up his nostril. And the caption is, slight issue today in Dubai where I had a nosebleed and no one had tissues to hand. Only thing my friend could produce was an unused tampon. Glamorous. This is the sort of thing that is going to come back and haunt your career.
Yeah, I was working in Dubai. As it says, I had a nosebleed in the back of the car. My friend Paula had no tissues, so she gave me a tampon. So I stuck that up my nose. It's very good for absorbing blood. Who knew? Anyway, enough about our problems, Jordan. A message from our sponsors.
Don't say message. You make us sound like an American frigging... Let's just say, but first, we need to pay the rent.
But first, Jordan needs to pay his rent.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
So remember, if you want our help with something, then you can send us a message on Twitter or Instagram at SextonMyBoss. You can send your tales of trepidation to help at SextonMyBoss.com. Or you can write to William, who promises a handwritten reply in his own letterhead of paper. The address is on the website, SextonMyBoss.com. This episode, like we said before, is all about Facebook.
Right, here's your first listener question.
Let's go to the questions.
This is from Frank.
Frank.
Who promises to be Frank.
My dog's called Frank.
Is he?
Yeah.
Hello both. My sister has just had a baby, which is great news. What isn't great news is the amount of photos and videos that have since been uploaded onto Facebook. So my simple question is, how much is too much when posting baby photos?
Would you like to go first, or...?
I get a lot of people who say, you know, my daughter's pregnant, or I'm pregnant, but it's not going to change me. I'm not going to be one of those people that post loads of photos on Facebook. And then invariably... they are. And they do.
Mm-hmm. And you don't agree with it?
Look, it's a free world. You do what you like. But we're all bloody bored of it. Bored of it after 2 weeks.
Okay. Right. I agree and disagree with you.
Less is more, as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, I agree with that. Totally. If you're pregnant and you have...
You are pregnant, not the rest of us.
Okay. And you're having a... You, I've got some sass on today. If you're pregnant and you're having a baby... I get that you want to put pictures up, and a lot of my friends are having kids at the moment, and a lot of their other halves, wives and girlfriends, aliens, it's 2018, they're all having kids, right? And they're putting pictures up, and it's actually really nice. There's cute pictures, and they love their babies. Their firstborn will always be your favourite, and you'll love him. And the messages are like, oh, he's so cute, I get that. However, I don't like the pictures where if the baby's born... literally 2 minutes after it's come out of the lady, there's a picture of the mum looking like she's done 10 rounds with Tyson. She's got this baby in her arm with a dad, and it's on, the picture is on Facebook within 10 minutes of the baby being born.
Take your lead from the Duchess of Cambridge. She comes out, looks beautiful.
Yeah. Is there any pictures of you naked as a baby?
Not that I know about. Certainly not on the internet.
My mum at my brother's 21st put loads of pictures up like you do. She got them all blown up. And there was a picture, loads of pictures around of my brother naked with jam all around his mouth. And he was like naked in the kitchen, like you do when you're younger, just running around naked. And if you're 22. And all those pictures got nicked and my brother went mad because all his mates nicked him. Next question.
Do you shave your chest?
I got vetoed 2 days, 3 days ago.
That was vetoed 3 days ago?
Yeah, look. That's how hairy I am.
Wow.
That was vetoed. No, let me think.
Was it an all-over veet?
Yeah. Oh. I had to get in the shower. Don't veet your arsehole if you're listening to this, by the way.
I think it says that on the packet.
It actually does. Yeah. Right, yeah, no, that was... Look, it's growing. I've got a chest stubble already, haven't I?
This is from Lily.
Lily! I love that name.
I'm in a photo... I think Jordan suits you better. I'm in a photo with a friend. I look 10 out of 10. Unfortunately, he looks like Shrek with a hangover. I want to upload it as my profile picture.
I like that.
Should I? No, I don't think you can, Lily.
No.
Not unless you can crop.
I disagree.
No, you've got
to
crop.
I'm sorry, but you've got to take one for the team.
Unless he gives you approval, he or she.
Yeah, that's... No, right, you say to your mate... If your mate says, I really, really don't want you to put that picture up, then you crop him out.
You could use an app to make him look a bit better. Perfect 365, touch blur, many options.
Is that what you use for your Instagram?
No.
Isn't it?
Occasionally. Okay. Normally when... Somebody else in the photo looks better than me. Normally Mikey, because he looks gorgeous and everything.
Oh, that's cute. No, I think...
Especially with the right filter.
I think... I don't know what to think. I'm so pissed. I don't take good pictures. I think that, yeah, your mate's going to have to take one for the team and you put it on, unless they insist that they don't want the picture on. If they say to you, I really, really don't like how I look in that picture, then just... don't put it on or crop them out. But this happened to me recently.
Right.
A friend of mine who is gorgeous, she's very photogenic.
Mm.
We got a picture taken together. And for once, I actually thought, oh, look all right there. She looked great. But she was like, oh, no, we're not having that picture. I was like, why? She's like, no, I look hot. I was like, no, you don't. That's impossible. You're stunning. And I had to delete it. So I'm giving advice and I'm not following my own. Next question. If you've got a good picture of you, put it up. If your mate's not happy, crop them out.
This question is from Miles. I think I posted some questionable opinions onto my Facebook feed back in the day. You know what I'm talking about, like Coldplay are the best band in the world. And I hate my mum, the stupid star, 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 star. The problem is, I am now a flying high professional. Sorry. The problem is I'm now a high-flying professional working in an undisclosed industry. Do I need to cleanse my past, delete my profile, or leave it and hope for the best? I think you do need to go through.
Totally.
You need to have what I call a social colonic.
I think that's a great way of putting it.
Yeah.
It's painful at first, but once it's done with you, feel much better.
And sometimes, do you have that app Time Hop where it shows you what you posted on this day?
No, I need to.
That's
get
a good
that.
Way to do it because then you can do that. It over a year, and you can go back in and delete each tweet, each Facebook post. And I cringe at some of the things I was tweeting 7 years ago.
I'm so glad you said that. You've got to do it. You've got to do it. Totally. Next question. Do it. No questions.
This last question is from Kat. I've been going out.
Meow.
I've been going out with my boyfriend for 3 years before he had a brief 1.5 year fling with a floozy. Every now and again. No more than 3 times, a week. I like to check in and see what she's up to, what other relationships she is corrupting and the like. Clearly this person's over it. Yesterday, on my second visit to her profile of the day, I may have accidentally liked an album of pictures from her six-year-old's brother. From her six-year-old's brother's.
I'm going to read this. You're pissed. Right. This is what happens when you have gin and debonairs. Hashtag gin divas if you're going to try one. This letter's from Kat.
And do try one because they're very nice.
I've been going out with my boyfriend for 3 years. Before me, he had a brief 1.5 year fling with a floozy. Every now and again, no more than 3 times a week, I like to check in and see... no more than 3 times a week. I like to check in and see what she's up to, what other relationships she's corrupting, and the like. Yesterday, on my second visit to her profile of the day, I may have accidentally liked an album of pictures from her 6-year-old brother's birthday. I immediately unliked it, but I'm worried that she may have seen and now she realises that I stalk her. Any help?
Well, I think if you're going to stalk her, you're going to be unstuck at some point. Mm-hmm. I think that was bound to happen. And probably it's a life lesson.
My ex has blocked me on Facebook.
Don't blame them. To be honest, I've toyed with... I mean, I muted you.
Did you?
I did, over the World Cup.
Oh, yeah, you said...
On Twitter.
I immediately lied, but I'm worried that...
Not on Facebook, because obviously you don't post, because you're not a 45-year-old woman.
Any help? Okay, do you know what? Stop doing it.
Stop doing it. I think you've learnt your lesson.
Stop doing it.
You've learnt your lesson.
Stop doing it.
Is that what we're going to say on repeat?
I don't know. What other advice can we give to someone? Next question.
No, that's it.
Are we done? Oh, God, I'm so pissed.
Can I also just say, for people that don't understand, is we're in a very hot studio.
And it's
not helping.
Oh, it's so hot and we are so drunk. This is the most drunk I've ever been for an episode. Hang on. Next week, we're just drinking water.
Yeah.
Can we not just get the posh lady to do this bit? Can she not just read this
She's
bit?
Called Delia. She's lovely.
Is she called she Delia? Hi, Delia.
I like to think in many ways it's Delia Smith. What have you learnt in this episode?
Oh,
if
yeah.
we're going to tell our friends anything, what is it going to be? I think use Facebook sparingly.
Mm-hmm.
Less is more.
Yeah.
If you're announcing things like engagements, you need to tell all your friends first, verbally, rather than post it online.
Yeah, what he said, just less is more, less is more. Don't forget, if you want our help with something, then you can tweet us or you can see pictures of our beautiful faces and more on our Instagram. Both are at SexAndMyBoss. Or you can write... You're going to have to do this bit.
Or you can write to us, and I will write you a handwritten reply on my own letter-headed paper. The address is on the website, sexedmyboss.com. And if you like Help, I Sexed My Boss, share the G and Diva love with your friends.
Share the love.
And write a review on iTunes or any of your usual podcast places.
Goodbye.
Next time on Help, I Sexed My Boss.
Shut your face, because I've got 4 kids in bed, and if you carry on, I will batter you.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.